like to share with you out of the Gospel according to St. Mark. We're going to be reading out of the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 45. The Bible reads this morning, "And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the 4th watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed them by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up into them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered." The 50th verse. "For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said unto them, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Supporting scripture, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. "For God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind." Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a theme. If you got Jesus, you don't have to be scared. If you got Jesus, you don't have to be scared. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're a shouter. You don't have to cry in order to praise him. Sometimes you can just be full all in your heart. And you're thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for you. You know, sometimes some folk are not overly emotional, so they just sort of sit there. But it doesn't mean that they're not with the service. It doesn't mean that God hadn't did anything for them or that they are not appreciative of what God has done. Everybody just don't praise him in the same way. But if you know anything about Jesus, then you ought to have a praise somewhere down on the inside. Even if it's a silent praise, you ought to have a praise. But why do you think the individual said, if I couldn't say a word, I'll just wave my hand? Because every now and then you may not feel like saying anything, but that don't mean God hadn't been good to you. Hallelujah. We're so happy this morning. I'm so sorry, Mother Partee. Mother Partee called me this morning. And I thought, and I got here, and somebody said she was already in the church house, and I accepted them at their word. I scanned the church house when I come out, and I kept looking, and I kept looking, and I couldn't find her. So I made sure, because I didn't want it on my conscience, that later on this evening, when she's trying to get to the house of God and can't get there because nobody picked her up, we got to be mindful of our elders. We got to be mindful of those that maybe not elders, but maybe just not able to do for themselves. But if they ask to go to the house of God, it is our responsibility to make it happen. Yeah. Hallelujah. We don't have that van and them cars out there for nothing. That's to pick up folk and to let people know that if you can't get to the house, we are willing to come and get you. All you got to do is call. So we apologize to her for not getting her here early enough, but she's still on time. She's on time because the blood is yet still running warm in her vein. She is a high, full woman of God that is full of power. Been on the Lord's side for a long time and read more scriptures than I can read in my lifetime. And I believe that she's one of those ladies that you can say that I've hid the word of God in my heart. So that when I can't get there, everything gonna still be all right. But every now and then, I remember the scripture said, forsake not thyself, the assembling of yourselves together. So I want to be in the midst with my people so that we can fend off of one another's strengths. It's very important. It's very important that we as a people learn how to help one another along the way. Because as we come this morning, we didn't come on our own merits. We did have to make a choice this morning. We had a choice as we got up. We're going to come to the house of God or we're going to stay at home. We have those that have a tendency when it's raining on the outside, it sort of put another sleep in the other eye so they don't want to come out. But I thank God for the rain. I thank God for allowing the rain to come because we know what it's like to be dry. We know what it's like to go through a drought. But isn't it good that we serve a God that knows exactly what we need? And because he is all knowing, because he loves us more than we love ourselves, because he knows what we stand in need of, all we got to do is trust and depend on the power of God. It is God who has blessed us to come together this morning as we lift up the name of Jesus, praising him and thanking him for all that he does in our lives. Because despite where you are or what you might be going through, we can all say this morning that the Lord has been good to me. There's not an individual in here, I don't care what's happening in your life, that you cannot say that the Lord has been good to you. You might have some things that are going on that have got you a little worried and you might even be a little stressed out. But some way or another, you know that the Lord has been good to you. And I'm reminded on yesterday how Sister Wilma so beautifully sang, if the Lord never does anything else, he's already done enough. That was a way to open up yesterday. Hallelujah. That woman of God stood there and began to sing that song like she knew that God had already done everything that he could have done for her. And if he doesn't do anything else, we were all convinced that it was going to be all right with Sister Wilma. And by the time she got through singing, it was all right with a whole lot of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. It pays to let go and let God have his way. Hallelujah. God has done so much for us because he is an awesome God. God is a God that is full of compassion. He's full of mercy, and his mercy is everlasting and enduring, even when we are undeserving. God blesses us anyway. It's a good thing this morning to know that the Lord, if we have unwavering faith, that whatever God has promised, he will do. At some point in our life, we should have a desire to know and serve God, loving one another as he has loved us. There ought to be a time in our life when we forget about ourselves. We have become a very selfish people. There was a time when we looked out for one another. There was a time when we were really genuinely concerned about one another. Now, most of our conversation is no more than lip service. A lot of it has no depth whatsoever. You can't get any depth in it because it's just on the surface. We say what we want to say on the surface because we feel like that's what an individual wants to hear. But if we ever had a chance to know that God is truly by your side, you see, when God has done something for you, we shared on yesterday, when God do something for you, every now and then you can't keep it to yourself. That's why every now and then when you come to the house of God, you come in with a testimony. We got some folk that are living testimony that have never opened up their mouth, but by the life that they live, they are walking living testimony. You heard folks say somebody ought to be able to see some Jesus in you. That don't mean that you got to walk around with a big sign on your chest. I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I don't need that sign to clarify who I am. All I got to do is have the love of God deep down on the inside. So many folk go through the motion. We think we're so intelligent. We got a little degree and we got this and we got that. But do we not have Jesus? If we don't have good old common sense how to treat one another, our other accomplishments in life are not going to carry us very far. Because after it's all said and done, we all are going to die and we're going to hell or we're going to heaven. And when you get there, he's not going to be worried about what you did on the other side because he already knows everything that you've done in life. Watching you right now. Looking at your mind right now. Some of you are not even paying any attention to me right now, but you ought to be. Because I got something to tell you this morning that might help you along the way. But I found out that you can't make folk do anything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Only thing you can do is do what God tells you to do. And when you do what God tells you to do, I believe God will be pleased with you. I found out you can't please everybody. Stop trying to please folk. If you learn how to please Christ Jesus, if you learn how to tell the Lord all about your trouble. See, sometimes you better not tell your neighbor. You better not tell your so-called friend. Your friend don't want you to get out of trouble. They want to soak in your trouble. They want to go and tell somebody about your hardship. They want to tell somebody you're going through hell in your life. But how many of you know that if you got God on your side, this too shall pass? Hallelujah, Jesus. We look at our children that sits behind me and around us. We have an obligation. The Bible said, even in our responsive reading this morning, says train them in the way that they should go. And then when they get older, they won't depart from. Now, I know that as you watch some of your siblings grow, that as they got older, they got a little bit hard headed. As they got older, they got a little too grown too fast. But if you taught them anything about Jesus, then when trouble comes in their household now, they know what it was when you were talking about call on the man up above. They know what it is to know when you don't have quite hardly have ends to meet that you can trust God to make a way out of no way. See, we got to train our children how to go through hard times and still have some dignity about yourself. You got to train your children how to know that even though some folk may not like them, that all they got to do is treat them right anyway, because you're going to be held accountable for how you treat them, not how they treat you. See, some of us are so concerned about how other folk treat us, but I'm more concerned about how I treat you. As long as I know that I can always say I've never done anything to harm you, then everything going to be all right between me and my God. But if you know that you've done somebody wrong, if you know that you've criticized, persecuted, and pulled people apart, you need to get off your high horse and realize that if you are saved this morning, you're only saved by the grace of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For by grace are you saved. We got to teach our children how to be God-fearing. How to live life that they are trusting and confident that whatever the need or the situation at hand may be, that they serve a God that will come in on time. We got to let them understand that there are some things that we cannot do. Don't make your children think you can do everything, because you can't. They might look at you and they have that love and they have that affection and that honor. They give you the praise like you can do anything. But every now and then you got to let them know that there are some things I cannot do. And if you're one that reads the Bible, you ought to open up the book every now and then and let them read it for themselves. Said the Bible said that with men, some things are impossible. But let me tell you something, my child. You serve a God that has all power. You serve a God that got more power than I got, because there are going to be some time I'm not going to be with you. Some of you worried about your children. You ought to put them in the hands of the Lord. If you put them in the hands of God, then you can stop worrying late in the midnight hour. If they're in the hands of God, you know that some way, somehow, God is going to take care of your home. How many times have you been crying your eyes out, fussing and cussing, and all of a sudden, you decided, I need to turn it over to the right source. I put it in the hands of God. When I put it in the hands of God, I can lay down at night. I can have some peace at night. Hallelujah, Jesus. We better learn how to trust in the power of God. God is an on-time God, and God can do anything but fail. I believe this morning that that's why the old saints used to sing so forcefully, I will trust in the Lord until I die. We got to teach those children how to trust him. Trust him when you don't have a dime in your pocket. Trust him when the cupboards are running over. You know, when the cupboards are running over and you got a few extra dollars in your pocket, a lot of time we fail to tell the Lord, thank you. But let the cupboard get low. Let your pocket get empty. Let them begin to call you from the left and from the right. Tell me that won't make you call on a higher power. You might call on some of your friends to ask for a handout, but you find that your friend's hand is out already. They don't have enough to take care of their own problem. So you got to learn how to take care of your own situation. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I thank God for the assurance this morning that when I need the Lord the most, that's when he steps in. See, every now and then you need God and you're waiting on God, but it seems like God is not going to come. You began to talk to him. You began to call on him. And all of a sudden you see your answer coming. Every now and then I find God, he can minister to you even in the midst of a bad situation. Know how it is sometimes when you're in a crowd of folk? But the Bible said when you will do good, evil is also present. Hallelujah. We got some folk that don't care where they are. They'll act like a fool anywhere. They'll treat you like they don't know Jesus anywhere. But we got to have a mind this morning that we're going to serve God anyhow. We got to have a mind that I'm not going to let what nobody else say hinder me. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to help somebody in here in a minute. Hallelujah. When we think about life, what is it like to live in this world system? In the system in which we know of today. After years of advancement, every day somebody invents something that makes life a little easier. We are so advanced now, but we got to be very careful because the Bible declares that we would get wiser, but yet at the same time, we would get weaker. Modern technology has brought us to a place where instead of being active, energized citizens of God, we are lazy bench warmers and couch potatoes and remote control users. Oh, come on, somebody need to help me. We so fancy now that they got the clap system. You can clap and the lights come on. Clap and the lights go back out. We're advancing, and it's a good thing on the one hand, but it's a bad thing on the other hand. We won't even walk to the mailbox. Think about it, that there was a time when young folk used to walk around with a big boom box, going up and down the road so they could have their jam wherever they went. Now, because of modern technology, they got a little iPod. You can't even see it. Sometimes you think they might be crazy. They're going just a bopping. They're going just a talking. And you don't see nothing. They got those ear things in their ear. And the thing is that those little bitty things got just as much or more power than that big old boom box that you used to have. Think about it. All of you that love music. I used to go week after week. Every time a new star come out with an album, you run and get it. Hallelujah. Miss Mary know what I'm talking about. She still got a lot of Gray's album laying around there. Can't nobody use. Don't hardly have any turntables anymore. You know, when you're from old school, it takes a little nudging. It takes a little bit to get you to come up to date. Got me a car and they had CD player, but no tape player. I'm old school. I need a cassette player. They said, don't nobody make cassettes no more. I said, well, I got something that I already had. They still play. But time has advanced us to where all of the old things are beneath us. No, a lot of times you hear me talk about the layaway program. Well, I hadn't laid anything away for a long time. But I've been looking at those flat screen televisions. Man, that picture is so pretty, so crisp, so clear. Now go home and look at what I got. I say, Lord, everything gonna still be all right. Same picture, same story. I just don't have the clarity. I'm working on it, though. We are training our children to stay up to date with whatever comes out. And the problem with that is that a lot of times when it first comes out, it's so expensive that you can't grasp it. But the reason why I say I'm working on it, I heard just about two or three folks say that they went down Walmart and the prices on the flat screen done come down. They're getting within my reach now. You got to learn how to not jump and on everything that comes your way. Old folks say put the cart before the horse. You got to get the horse hooked up first. If you want to make some progress, if we want to make some progress for God, we got to get God in our life first. We got to be willing to make some changes in our life. We got to understand that all the changes that come about, we got to understand where they come from. We look at our babies now, their comprehension is so sharp that they understand what we are talking about. And sometimes we look at them in amazement and we wonder, how is it that this child can know this much that fast? But we got to understand that we are living in a time where things have been more advanced. The child that had the child is more advanced. Sometimes you will hear somebody say, that child did something that scared me. Because you are amazed at the thing that will come out of their mouth and how their mind will begin to work and they can put two and two together. We got people walking around that are in fear this morning. Don't realize how they're going to make it. Worried about their life. Worried about the fact that they don't have a job. But I want you to know this morning that you don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to walk in uncertainty. But you need to know that the Lord our God will be on your side. We got to learn how to train our children that if you got the love of God in your heart, and if you're training the child to know that God will make a way out of no way, then you got to let that child know that I am a child of the Almighty King. And I got faith in God and I have no fear what man can do unto me. Reason being because I found out that there's some things in life that are going to make you afraid. Something might happen and make you miss out on life because you are too scared to give it a try. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning, don't be scared. When your children go in a dark room sometimes, they'll say, I'm scared of the dark. But you got to learn how to reassure them that they don't have anything to be scared of. Fear can be devastating. Fear can play tricks on your mind. Fear can make you feel uneasy and anxiety will step in. Fear will make your heart beat fast and your nerves will get a little raffled. Anybody ever been scared? Anybody ever been a little unweary? Anybody ever felt like that they didn't know how they were going to make it? Anybody ever been kind of on the jumpy side? I'm reminded of some time when I walked through the house and somebody come up and I didn't know that they were there. It'll startle me and I'll either holler out or jump. And somebody said, you ought to live right. But I come to tell somebody this morning that fear is a part of our makeup. But I want you to know that God said that he did not give you the spirit of fear, but he gave you the spirit of power. Oh, I feel like preaching now. But I got just a couple more points I want to make. Now, fear is a feeling of reverence. Fear is a feeling of awe and respect, an unpleasant emotion caused by a sense of danger, a sense of terror or dread or regret. Afraid means full of fear, regretful because of inability. When we are afraid, we become unable because of the fear that is in our hearts. There are times when we go up against things. And fear will hinder us from doing what God would have us to do. But you got to know what you are made of. You got to know your makeup and where you come from. When you look here in 2 Timothy, the Bible said that Timothy, Paul wrote a letter to Timothy. And he realized that Timothy was a timid young man. He had a little fear down on the inside. But he reminded him the stock that he came from. For the Bible says, when I call to remember the unfringed faith that is in thee. He's talking to Timothy right now, which dwelleth first in your grandmother Lois. And then it came down through your mother Eunice. And I'm persuaded that that same strength is in you. See, what I'm trying to say to the young people and to the old people is that if you had ancestors, your mama and your grandma and your granddaddy and your great-grandma loved the Lord. And they had faith in God. And they walked before God in the front of you. And they showed you how to trust the power of God. You heard them praying in the midnight hour. And you didn't know why they were praying so hard. But you learned as you got on up in life that mama was praying to Almighty God. I learned that I got to talk to God for myself. Because every now and then there might be a situation where mama is already gone and mama can't pray for you no more. But you got to learn how to pray for yourself. That's why Paul wrote this letter unto Timothy. Say, when you get afraid, don't be afraid. Remember your grandma and your mama. They had faith in the Almighty God. And I want to let you know, Brother Timothy, that I see that same faith in you. And I want you to know that God have not given you the spirit of fear, but he gave you the spirit of power. He taught you how to love somebody. He gave you a sound mind that you know how to treat folk how they ought to be treated. I stop by to tell somebody that when you trust the power of God, God will make a way out of no way. I feel my help right now. Because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord has done for me, the Lord is on my side. If you got Jesus, you don't have to be scared. If you're going through hell in your life, if you know anything about the Lord, you don't have to be scared. Every now and then when you're going through your tribulation, when trouble is on every side, remember the text in St. Mark. Jesus left the disciples and told them, get on in the boat and go to the other side. The Bible said that he was left there on land all by himself. It was early, almost at the cliff of the evening hour. It wasn't quite dark yet. You know, when the Lord loves you, he looks out for you. I can see the Lord right now looking down across the seaside. He see the disciple there just rowing and rowing. But the wind is so contrary that the wind is fighting against the ship. And the Lord has compassion on the men of God. He realized that I'm going to have to help them brothers out. But right now I'm talking to my Father. I got to take time to talk to the Father. But the Bible said that somewhere around the fourth watch of the night, that was between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., that's when things began to change. The Lord said, it's time for me to move on out. It's time for me to go out and help my disciples. The wind was still blowing mighty. The waves were going all up against the ship. Oh, I can see my Jesus realize that my children need me. For the Bible said that he walked out across the water. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We serve a mighty God this morning. A man that can walk the water. He walked out on the water in the wee hours of the morning. The disciples saw him walking on the water. They feel like that he was almost going to pass them by. But they'd never seen anybody walk on the water. They began to think in their minds and in their heart, that must be a ghost out there. They began to cry out. You ought to think about it this morning. If you were laying in your bedroom and everybody else is gone from the house, and all of a sudden you see a figure walking around in your house, won't you get scared? Won't you get scared? But who you gonna call? Don't call on the Ghostbusters, because they can't help you out. You better call on the power of God. You better call on the name of Jesus. I stopped by to tell somebody that the Lord is on our side. For I heard the Lord our God say, don't be afraid. Be of good cheer. It is I am your master. He came into the ship. When he got inside of the ship, the Bible said that the wind began to cease. We got two miracles in one. First miracle, we see a man walking on the water. Second miracle, we see the wind. He didn't even have to say a mumbling word. But the wind calmed down. So I stopped by to tell somebody that if you got Jesus, you don't have to be scared. If you got Jesus, don't worry about nobody. Just thank God for what you got. If you got Jesus, everything gonna be all right. I stopped by to tell somebody, I got Jesus, and that's enough. I got Jesus down on the inside. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Anybody got Jesus? Anybody love the Lord? Say yes. Say yes. Hallelujah, my God. You ought to thank God from whom all blessings flow. Because if you got Jesus, you don't have to be scared.